think of the craziest way you've caught a cheater, and then wait until you hear this Setting the Bar story. It's 99.7 DJX. Setting the Bar story is what?
That's an example of what not to do. I mean, the cheating part's probably where we start there.
Right. To Italy we go!
Oh, are you gonna bring your mama's
up? If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught cheating because of a restaurant's promo ad on TikTok, you're doing okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Dude in Italy suing a restaurant now.
Yep.
After the restaurant posted a TikTok showing him cheating on his wife.
And I'm guessing didn't get him to sign a little permission form to be featured in their video.
And the video was used by his wife as proof of his infidelity. So the guy is now suing the restaurant for invasion of privacy. Unclear if the wife just stumbled upon the TikTok.
Or if somebody sent it to her.
Or if
like,
someone sent it to her. Like, hey,
wasn't this your husband?
That's
and
right.
That doesn't look like you.
But the thing is, she saw him with another woman when
he
had told her he was attending a business dinner with colleagues.
Oh, where's the rest of the colleagues?
Yeah, exactly. And so it was probably one of those things where the restaurant just kind of like does a little scan of the video, you know, of the restaurant and people eating, and then uploads it to TikTok.
Here's my question. Did they have a little notice posted saying, hey, we might be filming for social media? No, if you dine here tonight, you could be included in a video.
Probably
I'm
not.
I'm guessing they did not.
No, so he's suing, claiming his rights were of privacy had been violated.
Does he have a case?
I don't know.
He might, unless they had something like that posted.
But yeah, he's suing the restaurant now.
Oh, dang it.
Because they took a little video, and he's dining with some broad who ain't his wife.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
So here's a couple lessons, maybe. First of all, don't cheat on your wife. Second of all, if you're choosing a restaurant to take your mistress to, maybe see if they've got a social media presence first. See if they like to post videos of their patrons.
But hello, isn't that how we choose most restaurants now? We check their social media and we're like, oh, okay, let's see. Oh, that looks good. That looks good.
I kind of look at the menu online. I'm not necessarily perusing if they're putting up fun TikToks.
Well,
but maybe they should
start. You
do you. Maybe they should start.
So anyways, a little Setting the Bar. If you manage to make it through the day without getting caught cheating because of a restaurant's promo ad posted to TikTok, then you're doing okay.
Where else do you go on dates with your mistresses?
I know. If you can't at a restaurant, where? Where?
You can't just take them out to dinner. Where else do you take your cheater friend?
How are you supposed to show your mistress a good time?
It's so difficult to be a cheater.
Yeah, that's your Setting the Bar story.